Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today we're here with Helena Riley. Hi, Helena.
How are you doing, David?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well.
Nice. We always start with our intention, and we've talked about having our intention be to touch the heart of each embodied soul on the planet and to serve the Council for Evolution and Enlightenment. The first one, the frequency of that, to have to touch the heart, or just to have the heart open of every embodied soul on the planet, the frequency of that is amazing.
Well, just saying that, you can feel the energy shifting.
Right.
It's kind of like, raises the vibration immediately. Okay.
So we can just hang out here without talking for the rest of the show now. You know, it's interesting. I keep coming back to this, and it's really in the shows, and it's like I've started to study the different types of chills and goosebumps I get. And this one is like, it's not just like chills, it's like a whole wave comes over my whole body when I thought of that intention and the frequency of that.
Yeah, you can actually feel the assembly joining, because it does, it's a complete energetic change just to call all of that energy in and all of that support.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's the new science, the new paradigm.
Uh-huh.
That's your new research.
Yeah, that's really the big shift, and that is from healing to just raising consciousness, which, you know, is really about connecting to this energy.
That's true, because most dis-ease is really evolves around a sense of separateness.
Uh-huh.
And the minute that is restored, the realization of unity, you shift into another state of being, which is healed. There's perfect harmony in that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you stated that, we actually experienced the unified field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably the true intent or lesson of this planet. I think this is actually the new curriculum.
Uh-huh.
That we realize in the moment the power that we have.
You know, it's interesting. Eckhart Tolle is doing his workshop in San Francisco or the Bay Area right now.
Oh, really? Hmm.
And it's kind of similar in that it's just another gateway to the same energy, to the same place, I think, and that is just being perfectly present.
Yes, and that's where the new paradigm or the new experience is built. Actually, the whole healing is about feeling just what you just felt. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is being present in the heart.
Yeah, it's not like we have to study.
You don't have to do anything.
It's there. We're done. We're graduated.
You graduated. We've joined with every other master on the planet and off the planet, mostly off the planet. But actually, you just changed the state. You just in that moment. You might want to bring that back one more time.
Mm-hmm. To touch the heart of each embodied soul on the planet.
Well, is that your purpose?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking, and it's so funny because it's interesting. Well, we can bring it into what you do. Or
did you feel that shift into the highest, the third eye?
Huh.
Okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh. You know, it's interesting because, you know, both of us, I mean, I want to find out about the technology that you're working on and the various things you're doing. But it's so funny because, you know, when we do this type of shift and we go into this energy, it makes me think, what's the use of these other tools? I mean, it's just something to do in the meantime.
Actually, the tools are used to get you to the place, to still the mind.
Uh-huh.
And like even the Voss or the evolution coil or the water or all that you're doing and all that you're graciously bringing through different formats, it's all just to still the mind and bring you to that point where you can feel this energy. Truthfully, once you can actually feel the energy, other than perhaps expanding your potential while you're here, if you can feel the energy, a lot has already been accomplished.
Uh-huh.
But to bring you to the state of meditation or just still, no stress, just call it 0 point, balance, no stress. And then the moment you have the capability to experience that repetitively, you're going to be in perfect alignment with your higher self, with all of creation. So the point of all of these technologies, with sound, water, light, vibration, it's all just to bring you into that state over and over again until you stabilize and become a master or realize your mastery. That's all. It's no big deal. You actually should be free of them. At the point of view, you should be free of the technology.
Uh-huh.
But you use it to get there. That
right.
was why even Robert Lloyd created the technology, actually. He found he had the monkey mind when he was in his, like, 20s, 30s, and he built technology to constantly, repetitively bring himself into Alpha Delta Theta so that he registers as being in a very, very deep state of meditation, almost like a coma state. When they measure the brainwave patterns, and at that point you actually feel all of creation. There's no, all of your boundaries dissolve, actually.
You know, it's interesting, our friend Ray, we've had this discussion about raising your vibration, but what you're talking about with Loy, with Robert Loy, is that it's almost a state of, and this is what our friend Ray has said, is it's a state of going to a lower vibration, more stillness.
Exactly. And a lot of the healing technologies, and you're probably much more aware of this than I am, knowing a lot more than I do about the breadth of technologies, are involving high frequency spectrums, whereas, for example, this technology involves waveforms and going into deeper states, so it's actually longer waveforms, and it's all designed to bring you your mind to the state of stillness. I think we've talked about this before, to experience the standing wave in the brain, which is, that really is zero point energy, the point of, let's call it, somatic trance, the point where the mind stops, because then you're free to be in the moment, to think, to feel, to be what this moment in time is all about. But the technology is a tool to get you to the, to get you clear, to get you to the higher states of consciousness. So they're only tools.
Right. So tell me, maybe as a good background, if you could tell me a little bit about Robert. And then tell us about the three technologies that you guys have.
Okay. So he started his journey, actually, on the meditation path about 35 years ago. And then he was guided to meet this very great soul who's not on the planet anymore, who told him that his purpose was actually, he met him in an abandoned building in Boulevard, California. And he was directed there, and the man that he met told him that he was waiting for him, sort of like a movie, and that this man, who Robert just met, had abused the knowledge of scalar technology many, many moons ago, I guess, in Atlantean time, and that he was there to remind Robert of the knowledge, because he was at some point to bring it to mankind, and it was to be used for, actually Scalar can be used for anything, but it was to be used for his own evolution, and that he would bring it and protect it during this cycle, which is the great, let's call it ascension cycle of mankind. So he then, they proceeded to actually live in this abandoned building for 18 months, kind of on and off and meet, and he was reminded of the knowledge, and they spent a great deal of time. And
But this then, this guy he met had abused it? Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Oh, so he's kind of, is he trying to atone for?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Mysterious.
Uh-huh.
He was fully aware. And what's interesting is that from what I can tell, and I never, his name was Larry, and he knew exactly who he was, but he was illiterate. He had this huge knowledge, but he was completely illiterate. His knowledge was completely given to him. And that was where Robert received the knowledge and built his first coil. He was in the TM movement at the time, went to Europe to meet with these Nobel laureates who basically wanted to know his secrets. And he was a little depressed about that, but he was then told, because he wasn't allowed to reveal those secrets, and he was then told to put it away. Mankind was not to know of these things yet. That was 35 years ago, approximately. And the thing I've come to realize is because it's capable of, it's actually capable of creating energetic shifts that can completely clear and balance wide fields of energy. And it's like 2.5 light years away in the center. It's a very huge field of energy. But he put it away, actually, for about 25 years. And then, and that was quite disappointing to him, actually. And he kind of went back to a really, he'd owned a lot of property and development. He actually went back to a very mundane job just because, in some ways, he was really hiding at that point.
Because
we weren't
ready for it yet. Huh?
Yeah, he could not bring the knowledge to the world, and he really couldn't do anything else either. That, you know, it wasn't as though he could go back to his original profession. And so that was it for a little while. And then he got permission and started to build the original voice analysis hydration system. And that was about 4 versions ago, actually. It was built on the Amiga. And I used that system myself in New York about 10 years ago. And it still is based on analyzing the voice, which, of course, is a blueprint of the energetic field, a complete map. And but it was very different than the current version, which was the code was rewritten by a true savant, and his passion just happened to be sound, music, and math. So he wrote something after 5 years of research in the neurological sciences. He actually wrote a piece of software that's completely original, and it involves very complex waveforms and fourth and fifth and dimensional interference patterns, so it's very much about shifting consciousness during this time. But that is also for the first time combined with the frequencies that are needed in the voice are imprinted into water using the scalar. So that's the base of the Voss Light, the Voss Clinical. And we're having a lot of experience now amongst some of the practitioners where we're not saying anything, but they're telling us, because with this dimensional shift that's occurring, the veils are thinning. And so people are becoming aware, like very commonplace knowledge, that there's a lot of entity interference. And, you know, many that are psychically or clairvoyantly gifted have known this for years, but many who weren't in the past are now aware of it, and they are aware of their patients having problems with this. So what we found is one of the major applications is that for some reason the scalar clears the energy field instantaneously and allows anything that's not natural to that person, you know, the highest level of that person, the true geometry of the, is removed. So it could be an interference of, you know, an emotional pattern that's negative, but for that moment in time, it's cleared. And, you know, one of the problems is that humans are quite addicted to their pain, so they keep returning to the negativity. But what we're observing is that it, for the moment, they're cleared, they're in the new energy, they're in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a cosmic or a quantum shift that we're experiencing. And what's interesting to me is that we had many delays in bringing this last version of the technology out. We had some problems with labs, we had some health problems, we had all kinds of delays. And when it finally came out, it seems to be during the acceleration shifting phase. And now the practitioners, and most of them are in some kind of private practice, whether they're medical or psychological, they're telling us without us telling them what they're observing, and it seems to be about that shift, I'm going to call it, into zero-point energy, perfect balance. The place where if you shifted that way, let's say 100 times a day for the next 10 years, maybe for the next year, maybe for the next 3 months, you would actually be stabilized in another state of consciousness, I'm getting. So the problem I have with people is they won't repeat, and I'm sure you've, in your own practice, I remember when Don Campbell said people wouldn't tone. It was like it was too difficult. And my problem with people is that they don't understand, they're not aware of themselves enough to realize the difference between feeling good and not feeling good. And if something makes you feel better, just keep repeating it through the day. It's like, so they'll do it once a week, once a month, once a year.
Well, you've got different things. I mean, you're talking mostly about the voice analysis takes those frequencies and does an analysis as to what frequencies you need to basically, this is my basic understanding. It then gives you back the frequencies that you need, not just frequencies that are missing, but more to balance you out and then somehow bring you into this state of higher consciousness.
Well, yes, because what you're doing is you're settling down the patterns that we have evolved are both to release the deepest stresses that are held in the nervous system. And if you've studied human evolution and human patterns, most repetitive patterns are deeply held within the nervous system. And through time, they're repeated.
So basically, he got information as to exactly how to feed back the frequencies from your voice in a way that releases these stresses in your nervous system at a very deep level.
So it's sort of like a sonic mirror, but what you're doing is you're releasing the deepest stresses, which are blockages, so that you can release the stresses held in the nervous system, allowing you to go into deeper states of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Deeper states of consciousness are higher states of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Now
there's the second. Then there's the evolution coil unit, where you don't need a voice analysis. You can just set it out, and it will transmit frequencies into you and into the water and into the water in food as well, right?
Yes. However, what we've designed is that the evolution coil is your clinical treatment unit at home, but instead of, we've developed remote sampling. So you can transmit a 20-second voice sample to us through the internet, and we analyze it and either send it back in a file. Usually we send it back in a CD, and you can play that through your evolution coil. So we have people in different parts of the planet now that have home units or evolution coils, and they transmit a voice sample to us like somewhere between every week and every month or every 3 months, depending on their, but they continually repeat that through their evolution coil in their home, and they can actually be playing that 24/7.
Uh-huh.
Or, and we also have a set of generic CDs that are all written for evolution and higher states of consciousness. We have evolution CDs.
And in the water as well.
Yes, and so you can use your evolution clothes to imprint both your water, and you can also use it to imprint your personal frequencies into food, because food is water-based. Like most fruits and vegetables are somewhere between 40 and 90% water. And as we know, you know, one of the greatest problems on the planet actually is dehydration. It is still unrecognized in mass consciousness. However, it will be one of the greatest breakthroughs in medical history when people realize how important these words that we're saying are. But what we're allowing you to do is to imprint your food and your water with your own frequencies. So in some ways you're creating your own frequency treatment. The reason this is important is that the body, according to Mushik John, who is a great Korean doctor, and in Korea they fully understand the power of hexagonal water as sort of the fountain of youth. Actually, in all of the Asian countries, they know it's one of the essential keys to anti-aging, and they're actually willing to spend quite a bit more money than we do in the U.S. But for good hexagonal waters. But what Mushik John talks about is the biomatrix of the human body, and you're born with biowater, which is, speaking of sacred geometry, it's hexagonal water in the body.
How many sides is hexagonal?
Six. So you're born with six-sided water molecules in your biomatrix. At the time of birth, it's actually almost 100%. Within the first year, it's already decreased greatly. By the time you're 50, it's usually gone down to something like 50%. And if you drink, and you have to, there are a few things that are ion-producing which will make structured water, but in the body, but hexagonal water can be produced in clinical laboratories, and we use, of course, Scalar to create it. But it, when you are working with the biomatrix of the body, it is one of the keys to raising the frequency, because you're actually geometrically restoring the cellular structure of the body. And so it's, if you can imagine, all of these people are walking around doing these wonderful things. Let's say Eckhart Tolle has 1,000 people right now at his event. But 75% of those people are severely dehydrated, which is the case of most of the American public, regardless of what kind of water they're, you know, they're drinking, some kind of bottled water. So it's in a dehydrated state, it's a compromised state. So they're only able to absorb a certain amount of the new information. When you actually, and I know this connection hasn't been made yet, but if you actually hydrate, if you can look at your body as a body of water, actually, and the body is, the cells are actually contracted, but there's not enough fluid in the intracellular structure, which is the case of anyone who's aging, when you begin to hydrate that body properly, it's like making an impure lake into a pure lake. And that is a natural way to change the cellular matrix, the biomatrix, and actually the geometric, the vibratory rate of the body. It's actually one of the quickest ways to evolve your consciousness, if you're doing all of these other things that many are doing these days, like eating good food and meditating and, you know, doing different kinds of sound therapy or healing therapies or massage, whatever they're doing. So you see, it's the internal. In some ways we've missed the boat by not realizing the importance of the cellular the biomatrix of the body, the water structure, and only some of these very leading key scientists. And by the way, there's a new movie coming out in the next couple of weeks on water, created by some of the same people that created What the Bleep.
Huh?
And some of the scientists who are now talking about imprinting frequencies into water, because water can store memory. So this is a shortcut. It's really a way to work on your evolution without working so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Is high quality, structured, geometrically structured water.
So it's like the basic concept of sound healing, which is if you have a strong resonant field, it will naturally entrain whatever is next to it into that frequency.
Exactly. And what is just being realized in the field of water and science is that water entrains instantly. It has a huge memory. It's actually the emotional body of our planet. So it entrains,
wow.
It receives.
Water is the emotional body of our planet.
Yes. It's also
mm-hmm.
your emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
The water is your emotional body. The water in your body is your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're attempting to heal people emotionally. I don't even like that. It's kind of old paradigm language.
Mm-hmm.
But we are attempting to heal people emotionally by giving them a little shortcut to heal their emotions through water. So by imprinting the water with the correct geometry and the correct sound and frequency information based on the sound body of your own voice, you are actually healing your emotions in a most instantaneous way. I've devoted my life to trying to heal people emotionally, and I know it doesn't. Nothing out there works.
Uh-huh. And so that's like the main blockage to getting into higher consciousness and connecting into the the heart of the each embodied soul on the planet.
Negative emotion
uh-huh.
is what stops us all
uh-huh.
in our tracks,
and that energy gets stuck in our systems.
Not only that, it's being reinforced by everybody around you.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
You have to be like a saint in shining armor.
Yeah. Well, I was, I was just reading just the thing from Lisa Renee. Is it Lisa
yes.
Renee? Yeah. And it was she was talking about the fact that our etheric field, our astral field, is so. Just so filled with negative emotion from everybody on the planet that, that it's just ridiculous to think that anybody could rise above it because it's so intense, It's such a morass of stuff. And so that gives us, makes me feel a little better when I get trapped in it myself.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is why water is so important. Because let's say in the present, we will realize, and some of the great prophets have said this, the new information can be transmitted most directly to the cells through water, so even education will be transmitted through water. But in order to re-educate the cells and to re-educate your emotional body, do you see how water is the key?
Mm-hmm.
To re-educate, because what is the most destructive emotion on this planet?
Is it fear?
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
What does that stop everyone from doing, and what does that create every single day here? Lack, limitation, loneliness, depression, fear creates anxiety.
Creates
it's
pain.
All dysfunctional states.
Mm-hmm. It's a spiral. It's a negative spiral. It creates one thing, and then you get so many things going, then it's just like it's down.
And what is mass consciousness all about?
It's like the spiral up.
Yes, but right now mass consciousness is, you know,
the mass consciousness. Oh yeah, it's about that fear.
It's about fear.
Yeah, and it's
terrorism.
Yeah, and TV. I mean, which, you know, so many people are entrained into, and it's like it's so bizarre. Of course, this is obvious, but it's just so entrained in our system that we don't even notice it anymore. And it's like, even if, what's funny is even though TV is probably the main culprit, it's like even if you don't watch TV, it's so entrained into everybody around you that it's still, I mean, our whole culture. Yeah.
Completely, the whole world. And so what would happen if, you know, so let's call it, when you're watching TV, most people are, you know, sort of absorbing, unless you're in a really high state.
Or a really good program that's in training. No, because all TV is not bad.
Not at all.
I've seen some really good programs that have gotten me really into higher consciousness on TV.
True, and movies and so on. So it's, but if you could imagine that it's possible. And I want to make this connection because in the field, I know I really respect your work as a paradigm pioneer, and that what you're doing with the Globe Institute and the upcoming Sound Healing Conference. However, one of the most important things is to really understand that sound and sound healing can truly be imprinted into water. And it can really affect the cellular matrix of the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And that link is just a little bit weak right now.
Uh-huh.
That, because that's not in the mass consciousness yet, or the collective consciousness. But it's not, it is really not exactly understood, even in the high, in those that are into higher consciousness, how important this knowledge really is. And it's only important, the only reason I'd say it's so important is because people need to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've been observing it, but there's a tremendous wave of resistance to the new energy.
Uh-huh.
And they don't mean to, it's just like their blood is too thick.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, is literally, I was just reading Mushik John's book, that is literally one of the symptoms of dehydration. Is blood that's too thick.
Uh-huh.
Also, high cholesterol is dehydration. And so it's an interesting thing that as you become more fluid, your blood becomes thinner. As you become better hydrated through the correct geometric water, through the geometry, the restoration of the geometry in your body, and in the water in your body, in the biomatrix in your body, you actually become lighter. You actually become more enlightened. You actually are, your thoughts will become lighter. Your emotions will become lighter because your biomatrix is actually more fluid, literally. This isn't just a metaphor, it's the truth. The water, and one of the problems people have that they're not aware of yet is that as you age, you have less water in intracellular water, and you have more water, more extracellular water. There's not enough exchange. When you're really young, it's a perfect balance. But actually, they're seeing signs of aging earlier and earlier.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens when that's corrected, it's more fluid. There's more exchange, which, again, more fluid, more flexible.
Uh-huh.
As you drink water with the correct geometry, that occurs naturally. And so even if you experience a heavy state, or let's say, you know, your girlfriend comes in and she's really depressed and she transfers it onto you, then you're going to be more fluid in throwing it off.
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting thought, actually. As you correct the dehydration in your body, it becomes easier to attain the highest states of consciousness.
And to immediately get back to it once you go under, so to speak.
Exactly. And then the planet becomes a bit heavier, which, it's like two parallel, it's like two opposites.
So
you actually need to rise higher.
So let's shift it a bit now to the conversation to the new energy coming in. What is the new energy coming in? And
what
where are we headed?
Okay. Well, the new energy is about love.
Uh-huh.
It's about the heart. It's about accepting the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
We've been not accepting the feminine for a few hundred years.
Uh-huh.
It's about embracing the transitional state that this planet is in.
Uh-huh.
Many have said there'll be a massive house cleaning, but it's about raising, it's about that the Mother Earth, or the planet Earth, won't tolerate the negativity anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go from more of the power of the second, from the love of power to the power of love, as I've seen you said before.
This is it's interesting because I've seen it in my life, and a lot of people are talking about it now, and I think probably a lot of the world's not even aware of it. But they just see, but it seems like what I've seen is the pull. I mean, things getting so much more intense. I mean, the flip flop. It's the flip flop. It's like really like wah, then to like. Like really intense, like emotion to really intense, like high frequency connection to spirit.
Yes. So we've had a world dominated by a power struggle, which is what, second, third chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a time, it's not really being tolerated because the earth, which, by the way, is a water body or considered the water planet, is not able to endure the burden anymore of the negativity. So we have to raise to the energy of the heart. Truly speaking, David, I think when we live in the energy of the heart, a lot of these problems don't exist.
It's interesting because that's, as we've talked about, we do like a Sound of Love workshop at the school, and then I'm working on like a whole research project on the Sound of Love. And because I've mentioned this before, I had an experience, I'll just call it an experience, about 10 years ago where I went out of my body, and it was for 3 days. I didn't sleep for 3 days, and I was out of my body. And I connected with just the pure energy of love. And I could see very clearly the exact amount of love that I had in every relationship. So I went through all the people I knew. And it was almost like it was prioritized for me already. So I could easily, I immediately went to the person that I felt the most loving energy from. That I knew, and then the next most loving, and then I looked at all of the love on the whole planet, and I was like, oh, like it was like a really kind of a bummer whoa.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was like, oh my God, there's like this epidemic of people not loving, and so that was kind of a really interesting shift for me, because it's like, I mean, I probably started out with my grandma, like really, gave me, like instilled love in me. And so that really created this whole shift where I saw that that's like one of the most important things we could do. And that's what you're saying, it sounds like, is that this higher frequency is really a frequency. First it's getting balanced, and then it's even the getting balanced is really bringing in the frequency of love and that higher frequency of spirit. Well, often, I think of it as from my experience so far, is there's the frequency of love, which does come from spirit, but there's even a higher frequency of spirit. And it's like, I guess what it is love is just frequency of spirit stepped down into a frequency that we can actually physically feel in our heart.
Well, yes, and also you can feel it just as you talk about it, is that in order to go to the doorway to the higher frequency that you're speaking of is through the heart. You have the heart, not that the heart has to be purified, but the heart has to be opened to go to
the stuff
heart.
Around it that gets in the way has to be cleared away so the heart can just do its thing that's already naturally wanting to do anyway.
Well, and it's difficult in these times because there is an epidemic of fear and mistrust.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we see it in business, we see it in marriage, we see it in families, we see it, you know, the direction there is, I like to call it, you know, there is an epidemic of earth disease, you know, when people are valuing things that won't really assist them in their evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, we always speak of the evolution of consciousness, because it's dominated some of the great beings, you know, the ones that have attained illumination for thousands of years and are immortal. They say that it's, you know, it's very dominated by the lower self, which is all about power and greed and possession, but you can't really possess here. Because you can't. You're going to be leaving the body. You know, you have a death sentence.
So
it's kind of a big joke if you think about it.
Well, it's interesting also that love, it makes me think of the connection between love and unity. Because, you know, I've always felt that's where we're headed, is where we are all one. And that's like, it's like a state of pure love. I guess when we are all one, we are in that energy of love. And that's like the perfect gateway to being one, because, you know, love is just an energy flowing between. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's take the moment then and go to back to the intention to touch the heart of all. This is the other key of this time. And it's why you're doing what you're doing, we're doing what we're doing, we're all doing it together, is that one of the keys that I found to open the heart, to open our own hearts, is through service. So let's go back to the original intention to touch the heart of all mankind. And
to serve the Council for Evolution and
Imagination. To serve our imagination. Probably very real Council for Evolution. Yeah, so it's such a subtle shift of energy. And also, this is the other thing, is that it isn't in the mind anymore. It's not in the left brain or in the mind. We can't control the evolution through, you know, most of us have really been focused on developing the left brain as the strongest muscle, and therefore we try to conquer, you know, whatever through that fear and loneliness and materialism and so on. But actually the key then with the heart is that's all about the right brain. So it's all
But we don't
about,
want to get rid of the mind.
We don't want to get rid of it? Are you sure?
I mean, the trick is to get the mind in alignment with the heart.
Yeah, the key, yeah, you can't just throw out the mind. Yeah, you can't. That was the 60s. We're trying to balance, trying to go to 0 point. Stillness, but still retain.
Just get rid of that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think you should just go into the heart. I mean, here's a good example, and this comes from this rabbi that I've worked with for quite a while, Rabbi Stephen Fizdale. He teaches the Kabbalah, and he talks about in the Kabbalah there is mercy, which I kind of associate with the heart. And there's also discernment, which I associate with the mind. And if you have if you go too far one way, this is kind of given a different take on it, kind of the way we're speaking. If you're too into mercy, then you're kind of wishy-washy, and people kind of, I mean, you aren't in control of your life in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're too discerning, then that's too critical. There's not enough heart. There's not enough love. And there needs to be a balance. But from an evolutionary perspective, you know, if we talk about the different initiations, then you go and you get your emotional body clear or in check, or you just get off the roller coaster, which is really clearing everything you've been talking about with the water. And then you go into your mental body, and you basically end up then connecting your mental body to spirit. And then you go into complete spirit.
And when you can silence the mind, then you can actually be in the unified field of spirit very easily.
Yeah, that's it. It's really not getting rid of the mind, it's really getting rid of the monkey mind. The mind
exactly.
That just goes on and by itself, and it's like, oh, what am I thinking about now? Here it comes. You never know what's coming. Never know what's going to come, you know. It's instead just simply using the mind as a tool to figure out how to get something to eat, you know, where to go, I mean, where's the bathroom, you know, and, like, you know, the different things that it's needed for.
Well, and what we're talking about is data mind. Data mind is very fickle, and, you know, and actually people usually have very little control of it.
Uh-huh.
But alpha mind or delta mind can be brilliant, and actually that's where, you know, all of the great thoughts would come from, the great inventions, the great compassion, you know, the true genius.
And
the
data mind is where you...
Go
ahead.
The true genius will never come from data. So actually we're talking about the new mind. The new, you know, the evolved human.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, that is one of the things that Les, and I really credit Les Marshall, who wrote the software on this program, this VAS program, I really actually credit him for this,
uh-huh.
That he evolved the frequencies to expand consciousness, to actually expand the use. I remember when he explained it to me one day. Right now, he's living at some mountaintop. But he actually, to expand the dendrites of the brain, he spent like 5 years studying neurology, and he actually has frequencies so that you're expanding consciousness. Actually, and that's what you hear, these phantom sounds. But the key is that the brilliant mind is the still mind. You know, the Einsteins, the Teslas, the Loys, the Gibsons, you know, at some point you're tapping into deeper states of consciousness, and that's where the genius, the breakthrough, the great humanity comes.
Uh-huh.
That's the new humanity. That is the humanity that Babaji says will go to the stars, will go to Sirius through travel from Earth, will visit other universes of consciousness, because with the new mind developed through alpha technologies, sounds like a new company, you know, through technologies designed to bring you into the deeper states or the higher states, that's where you use more of your mind. And that is one thing about our technology, actually, because it's a little different than a lot of sound healing, because it actually was developed by Les with that consciousness. The way he described it to me one day was, because I started hearing phantom sounds in the middle of the night when I wasn't playing my tones, and he said, that's a very good sign. It's like your brain is exercising even when you're sleeping. And so in the subconscious state, it's sort of like getting exercise, that I'm beginning to expand the use of it, which means other centers and new information could, you know, it's sort of, the way he said was, you know, it's like a congested highway, but now you've opened up some new a new artery from the brain.
Uh-huh.
So it was written with that consciousness, and that is the new brain. We're actually trying to evolve a
greater
sense.
Which is more connected.
Of course it would be, because it's like being a child or a genius. You're going to be connected to Source in a different way.
Yeah, and then when you get connected, then Source starts feeding in all types of information.
And you can receive it because you can get still enough. That's one of the things I've learned, actually, from these great masters, is that they can get still enough. Any great master, they really never take credit for anything. Because, and any great genius I've met is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, it just came to me. And it was always because they could still their mind. The great masters could just still their mind. And at will, but also by habit. It's kind of like, it also is a habit. That's where the, because then actually, have you ever wondered, when you incarnate, there really is a purpose for your incarnation. Most people don't even pause long enough to think about that, but there really is, and once you begin to contemplate, I was lucky, I had some help, but once you begin to, and the mind happens to be to bring this knowledge in again before it's time,
mm-hmm.
Like yourself, and kind of struggle through it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. We should just go to sleep. It'd be much easier for,
yeah, for another 300
then,
years.
It's so hard bringing it in before it's
spotting.
Time.
Yeah. But it's really that if you could get people to get still and ask themselves, what is your true purpose? And it's actually to evolve. Different people have different kinds of assignments, but the primary assignment is really to evolve. So regardless,
and help with the evolving as well.
Some people are going to help more than others, but you may have the assignment to help with the evolving. But others may just be, they may be coming in at point A and trying to get to point B, and they may not help that much.
Right.
Most people don't even pause long enough. Everybody gets into the routine as, whatever it is, depending on where they're born. And they follow that until death. And then they have a rude awakening in their intercession and their life review that they didn't really do what they had kind of planned. But
well, we've got about 5 minutes, so it occurred to me to connect with this energy.
Okay.
That we're talking about. Which,
let's do that.
We can just say our main intention, and that is to touch the heart of each embodied soul on the planet.
And how about if we add to create and send the frequency of love to each embodied soul on the planet.
Or just even imagine that it's not, if it's okay, if we're not sending it, but it's just, it's there. That energy is in every heart, and we're just connecting with every heart. Because we know it is there. It's in there somewhere. And it's because that's the core of our being on every person. And to just connect it. And so we could send it to maybe because it needs to be opened, huh?
What did you, just help that shift?
Huh? Wow. God, and it just makes me want to cry when I think of the time to just visualize when everybody, if this could happen, which I know, if, I believe it's happening. It's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner than later, where everybody's heart is connected. And if not, there'll be, you know, the fire will burn through, you know. But it's like that's, and there's so many hearts that are already in that space as well.
It's true.